Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Beautiful day in Boston, and it just got a little brighter because Ted Johnson's shirt entered the room this 96-degree day. That is a flashy shirt you got there.
You like this?
I do.
I've gone to my dentist today. I've gotten my hair cut, and I have people just commenting about my shirt.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I wore a good one today.
I'm taking a page out of your book. I told the boys on Monday. I bought a shirt for the vacation that's got pink flamingos on it. I feel like I'm dabbling toward the Ted Johnson style. So we'll see how it goes over.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You got to just throw the New Balance shoes out and get you some nice flip-flops. Some nice
That was part of the discussion. I ordered some Hey Dudes. What do you think of those? Those little slip-on, whatever those are considered.
What's it called?
They're like... Are they loafers, Dan Ball?
You
are they
Hey Dudes?
That's the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hook you up. I got a guy.
Daddy's got a guy.
I mean, you know what? I don't know. Try the Hey Dudes. Let me see.
Okay.
It's got to be better than your seventh grade New Balance shoes.
Jeez, they're not New Balance. They're Hokas.
Okay.
This feels like bullying. Melissa Sullivan. This just turned into bullying on the air. I'm gonna file a ticket with some website somewhere.
Good luck.
Please get back to me within the next 6 weeks about my bullying issue here. WEEI Afternoons. It's 3 o'clock. Ted's got a bright shirt. He's taking shots at me, and it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
319!
319, shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up? Shut
up! It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or you wear seventh-grade shoes, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and a very special guest, my man Stiz, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host and Stiz will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order is Andy Hart, then Ted Johnson, and then my man Stiz. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am, even though I'm reading the comments in the Twitch chat, which is continuing the bullying online. Oh. Cyberbullying as well as real life bullying. It's just, it hurts, guys. But yes, I'm ready.
Good work out of our Twitch audience. And your 60 seconds start now.
Okay, so this, I really just came to an epiphany. And it's the last couple days. It's Alex Cora. It is Tom Thibodeau. It is Marco Sturm. It is looking at the world of sports, not so much football, where I still think that's a little bit different because Mike Vrabel's running the show in Foxborough. Being a coach now kind of stinks, or a manager in baseball, basketball, or hockey, because you are stuck. You're stuck in the middle between management and star players. Joe Mazzulla, let's look at him. Who sets the tone for the Boston Celtics? It's Brad Stevens. He took over for him, the three-point, all that crap, Brad Stevens. Mm-hmm. But who do you also have to keep happy? You have to keep Jason Tatum happy or you'll be out of a job. Tom Thibodeau learned that because the vets, oh, he pushed the vets too hard in New York. So despite winning 50 games and going to the Eastern Conference Finals, he's out of a job. Marco Sturm, you know why he has the job? Because he agreed to do what Don Sweeney tells him to do with this team. Just like Alex Cora does what Craig Breslow tells him to. When did we lose the ability as coaches and managers to actually coach and manage? They're yes men. Yes men to their star players. Yes men to their bosses, their pawns in a game. I would not want to be a manager or a head coach right now. It's a terrible job. You can't win, Rock.
Wow.
I nailed the hell out of that one. Didn't even know where it was going
I'm biting my tongue. Got thoughts. Biting the tongue.
You always have thoughts. You say I always have thoughts and always have something to say. I've noticed you always have thoughts and something to say, too.
I do.
That's why we're on the radio.
I was going to say, you guys have four whole hours to share your thoughts 5 days a week. All right, so we'll put a pin in Ted's thoughts. Well done, Andy. Good job.
Thank you.
Bubba.
You battled through the bullying and the adversity to put out a pretty good 3 points.
Put your head down and go.
All right, Ted, your turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bud. Sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I said that with a question mark, like Ron Burgundy.
I usually don't go second, and I was all fired up to hear Stiz's.
This is like the Red Sox order. They move guys around. Now Ted's not comfortable.
Let's go. Boom, hit it.
We are shuffling the deck today. Your 60 seconds begin right now.
So the NBA Finals start tonight between the Indiana Pacers and the OKC Thunder, and I am very excited about this.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because there's both teams, you see a lot of energy. They push the ball up and down. Great defense. Just high energy teams. And I looked at the ages of both of these teams for OKC and Indiana. And you might be surprised to find out that both of these teams that are in the NBA Finals, and this runs contrary to what most people say about teams making it to the NBA Finals, is that they're both in the top five as youngest teams in the NBA. The OKC Thunder, second youngest team in the NBA, with an average age of 24.7 years old. The Indiana Pacers are just a little bit, 1 year older, in 25.7. That makes them in the top five. Do you know where the Celtics are in average age for their roster, comparatively speaking to the other teams?
Bottom third.
They are well into the bottom third. They are the third oldest team in the NBA at 27.4. Also, one thing that people might find interesting, I characterize shooting a bunch of threes as kind of lazy basketball. Another thing I characterize as lazy basketball is not getting to the line. The Celtics are the worst team at getting to the free throw line. They rank 30th out of 30 teams in free throw attempts in the regular season. The Celtics got to get younger, big man, this offseason if they want to keep up with these young teams.
Whoa, put a pin in that. Ted Johnson just told me a team to get better needs to get younger. Interesting. We'll revisit that point in a minute, Dan Ball.
Let me guess, Andy, you have thoughts.
I have many.
So to recap, Ted has thoughts on Andy's three-point stance. Andy has thoughts on Ted's three-point stance.
Yeah.
And I am just going to go out there and guess, knowing what Stiz is about to talk about. You guys will both
Let me just shoot this right into my veins, Stiz. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. You get your three-point stance going, and I'll sit here, man.
You ready, brother?
Yeah. I'm ready, Daniel.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right. Well, as Pablo Torre has been on this this media tour, this press run about somebody else's dating life, one man had the courage to speak to power
about that. Bill.
I know, but let's talk about that, because sure. I didn't feel like I was doing that. I was questioning the story more than the journalism. But I think that was probably my disconnect with it, was you were doing real journalism. That's the point of your show. My thing was, I thought it was stupid. Well, just like Belichick, like ultimately he's a guy in his mid-70s. I guess he's never coaching in the NFL again at this point. He's dating this 24-year-old. And it kind of feels like he's lost the steering wheel a little bit.
That's right. I am team Bill Simmons. Really? You are doing the most, Pablo Torre. You're taking cross-country flights to go to some random house in Winthrop that Bill Belichick may or may not have stayed at. Is this journalism or is this the Inquirer or the Sun or the Daily Mail? All right. Enough, Pablo Torre. Put it to rest. Let Bill Belichick live his life.
Wow.
Is it me or did Bill Simmons back down faster
Big
than Will Fleming?
Time.
He pulled a Will Fleming, and he was like, whoa, I didn't mean what I said the other day.
It was also like his kind
Love
of
you, Will.
His point, his counterpoint was like, you're
bullying him.
He's weak. No. The story. You know, the story is a freaking good story.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a worthwhile story.
Yeah, it is.
Bill Simmons is just friends with Bill and doesn't want to say that. And so he's really protecting Bill, but he doesn't have the chutzpah to actually admit that to Pablo Torre.
And the story has evolved beyond 70-year-old man with 20-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That is now sort of just like the background information to all the details of Hard Knocks and North Carolina and interviews and books and muses and all of that. Like, that's kind of the everybody accepted that at some point a while ago, right? It's the details now that people are, like, sucking up salaciously. Go ahead, Dan Ball.
Figure you might want to continue. We have on the table today.
Not talking about this.
Oh,
there she is.
Oh, I guess we are moving on then. Sorry, Jordan.
I really haven't seen her in a while, though. Is that
interesting?
She's really gone dark.
After the CBS?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
We're not talking about this. No, you're not, honey.
No, she's still, like, reposting some things on Twitter, retweeting people.
But she doesn't actually. Have there been photos? Has there been anything sort of like
that? That was the watershed moment. That was where Bill said, you know what? Well, you just sit over here. You know what I mean? Just have a seat over here.
Well, we haven't seen her, but then Shannon Crowder said, well, she orchestrated the whole pivot interview.
No, and but then he said she didn't. Come on, Dan Ball.
Yeah, he did.
Don't get caught up in the narrative that other people are forcing upon
just
you.
Just radio sensationalism.
He,
yeah.
He admitted he misspoke. And
yes.
They're truly in love. That's a couple in love.
It's a beautiful couple.
His eyes didn't see what they saw. God bless him.
No,
So on the table, being a coach right now, not the greatest spot to be. What happened to coaches who actually coach, says Andy Hart. The Celtics need to get younger in order to compete in 2025-26. And then Stiz is all team Bill Simmons on his beef with Pablo Torre. Everybody had thoughts about everybody. So let's kind of work through all of them. Ted, on Andy's 3-point stance about coaching, what do you make about the state of coaching in 2025 across professional sports?
Look, I think there's Andy's he's right to a certain degree. I mean, I think the coaches are more neutered. I think they have less and less power and say, and I think it's pretty easy to kind of point to where that started changing, and that was when analytics started becoming a thing.
Yep.
And now it was, and a lot of these billionaire owners that don't know if a football's pumped or stuffed, they believe in their analytics guys and all of their data-driven guys, and so that's in their businesses. So they think it transfers to sports, and so they hire these big departments of analytics, and that is just going to take away less of the decision-making from these coaches in all sports, I think. I think you've even seen it in the NFL. And I think part of it, too, is if teams kind of create this culture where you're not really sure who's making the decisions, it's hard to kind of blame one person, so you just blame everybody, and no one really has to take all the bullets. I think that's another kind of way in why it's trending this way.
The first person I thought of, and I do think football coaches still have the most ability to just coach because it's a harder sport and there's more things, you know, you can't send down information from up above. But the first person I thought of was your guy, Bill Parcells. Remember the famous, if they want you to cook the dinner, they should at least let you shop for the groceries.
Yeah.
I feel like coaches now, like Alex Corris should say, I understand you're bringing me the groceries, but just let me cook the dinner. Stay out of my kitchen. You handed me the groceries. Let me just... That's where we are. They don't even let you make the dinner anymore. There's like looking over your shoulder. Oh, you're putting salt in there? No, I wouldn't put less salt, a little more pepper, no more salt. And that must be so infuriating for guys.
Well, it can work both ways, though, you guys, don't you think? I mean, you got if you're the head coach and you want to have all the power, well, then the buck's going to stop with you.
Sure.
But if you say, hey, that decision to go for it on fourth down, that was from my guy ups, and you don't make it. then you can, you know, you can basically say, well, I'm not going to lose my job over it. Because
but you will eventually. I'd rather have the buck stop with me and know that I actually made the decision. Like, if I'm Alex Cora, I'd like to know I pulled Garrett Crochet because my gut and my eye and my whatever, my feel for my team said, pull Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, let my downfall be based on decisions I made.
I'm going down my way, right? Right, Frank Sinatra? Do it your way. And if you fail, then okay, you tried to do it your way. But the public isn't. Some of the public hates Alex Cora because they think he's screwing everything up, right? They're not blaming Breslow. Now, some are blaming Breslow, too. Like, you've divided the masses. I would rather go down my way.
So are you guys gut instinct coaches? For when it comes to managing baseball, you like a manager that leads with his gut instinct? Because that's what you're basically saying. I mean,
no.
All these data and information, it's what justifies making these decisions in games. If you throw out the data and you just go with your gut instinct, then it's all on you.
No, because I think a good coach uses the data, like reads it, is aware of it, but then adjusts it to day, situation, details, like has the background information. Oh, you know, so-and-so, Tanner Houck, the third time through, has really been bad for a month and a half.
It's a tool to help aid in the decision-making.
It's a scouting report.
But it doesn't, a la Garrett Crochet, 85 pitches, make the decision
right.
Black and white. Nothing changes it.
On a night when the bullpen is toast and you're really not set up for it.
Because data doesn't really take in context or circumstances or emotions or anything like that,
right.
I say as the data guy on this show. But it's but it is the truth.
Can I throw out another example or reason for the decline in power for coaches?
Yes.
Money.
Yeah.
Players making so much money.
Absolutely.
When you have, you know, you have players making more than the coaches, a lot more, I mean, then I think that kind of neuters power coaches
sure.
have as well.
I mean, that's Cora is the one that really got me thinking about this. Then Thibodeau happened in the last couple days and then Sturm. But with Cora, he can't put Rafi Devers at first because Rafi Devers said, no, I won't go to first. So he's less powerful than the player, the best player on the team. He can't keep Crochet in because Breslow and his nerds sent him a package of papers that says you can't keep Crochet in tonight. It's like neutered. Like the players tell me what to do. The management tells me what. When do I get to decide what I do? And yet he has to come on WEEI and we say, wow, I mean, Wiggy's asking, should he be fired? Well, I don't know. What do I blame on him, and what do I not blame on him?
I think this is an interesting conversation. Let's flesh it out. I was listening to you guys yesterday talking about the Nuggets and Mike Malone. And why did Mike Malone get fired? A fascinating read. I'm surprised it didn't get more kind of play and talked about was the reason he got fired was they did an expose on ESPN. It's basically because the general manager wanted – Mike to play the young guys where Mike Malone was leaning on the veterans and particularly Russell Westbrook. He kept playing Russell Westbrook and that was really ticking off, I guess, the general manager. And supposedly within the walls of their facility, all the staffers that work for the Denver Nuggets, it's almost as if the two men made every staffer pick a side. Are you on Mike Malone's side? Are you on the general manager's side?
Right.
And which side are you on? So another kind of reason why coaches are neutered is because general managers are sticking their noses in even more probably now than they did, you know, 20 years ago. So there's a lot of factors in why I think coaches don't have the yield of power they used to.
Teddy, we don't get to play the breaking news sounder often enough, so hell, let's do it, Stiz. Let's go to breaking news out of the NFL.
Let's go, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Sure.
Ah, you just said it.
No, I didn't. I said puh.
That's all I need. Are they
word
signing
out
Aaron Rodgers?
Pensacola, team? Florida.
Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers.
Yeah, word out of Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers has
told
the Steelers. He will sign a contract and attend minicamp next week. Mandatory minicamp is next week, so he will be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What a putt?
Just, yeah.
Can you say that word?
A puh.
Rhymes with bud. He calls me bud. He just called Aaron Rodgers something different.
That guy. Okay.
Is the NFL better or worse with Aaron Rodgers in it this year for us as just fans from afar looking at the Steelers?
It's a storyline.
It's an absolute storyline.
Yeah.
because he is interesting, right? Like, you may hate him. A lot of people despise him. But you do the hate listen. You do the what stupid things you're going to say about COVID and a vaccine now. Like, everybody hates him. But if he goes away, you'd be like, huh, kind of miss that entertainment value.
It's content.
Yeah.
I don't find him interesting, though. Like,
really?
There's nothing about his personality that is like, there's not a dynamic piece to him.
I love him. He tweaks people.
Okay.
People like Stiz get so angry.
So just
he, like,
being an
balls
a-hole
up his fists.
Is interesting? Just
yeah.
being an a-hole? Okay.
Well, no.
So you define interesting differently.
The interesting part is the ability to get some guy from Chelsea, Massachusetts all worked up by just going on.
Yeah,
the
I mean, you know, he's only potentially maybe killing people with his anti-vax takes. But yeah, I mean.
Stiz, go, buddy. So what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think he's a douche. I think he thinks he's the man. And, you know, I think he has ridiculous conspiracy theories. And when you have that big of a platform and you're going on another large platform like McAfee and you're shouting out anti-vax conspiracy theories, I think that's dangerous. Yes, absolutely.
So I think petty. It's an interesting marriage, too.
So petty.
Mike Tomlin, who is the I always go 9-8 coach and all that, with Aaron Rodgers, the circus just came to town. The Steelers, one of those aged Rooney family, you know, organizations that doesn't make now they're bringing Aaron Rodgers, the ultimate clown and circus from the NFL the last 2 to 3 years. And the other issue here is he any good? Is he still good? Does he still bring value to the Steelers who, I mean, Rodgers to DK Metcalf, I guess you could say one of the all-time great Hail Mary deep ball throwers now throwing it up to DK Metcalf down the field. Could that be fun? I don't know. I think this is really interesting for just sort of a casual non-Steelers sports
fan.
It is.
It makes the Steelers more interesting. I think the Steelers have lost their way. I think they're hitching their wagon to this guy is a kind of just a sign of really how far this franchise has fallen. I think they've lost their identity. I don't think they know what they want, how they want to do it. And so I just think this is a bad, bad signing for the Steelers. And good luck with that, man. It does make it more interesting, but I just think the Steelers, they're going to have, it's not going to be a good season for them.
Dan Ball, and yes to the texter who asked if your name is Dan Ball, one word, all connected. Yes, your name is Dan Ball. It's all connected.
Dan Ball.
I don't know if you've ever called Dan just by his real first name.
It feels like I have to say Dan Ball.
Yeah.
I think Dan's too short.
Okay.
Says
the
takes one to know one.
Short guy.
Let's go, Dan Ball.
Roger Goodell got exactly what he wanted in this one. Week number one, Aaron Rodgers will face off against the New York Jets.
Oh, nice. Let's go.
So, and then they also have the Packers on the schedule on Sunday Night Football in Week 8. So maybe they had a little bit of an idea this might have been happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was, I saw as recently as a week ago, Rodgers was like, what about another team that might be coming to Chicago? Or like he's been
so
teasing
this. Douchey.
He loves it. He loves like, it. He's an attention whore or hound,
God.
Whichever makes sense.
He is. He is.
Both.
So. The Steelers got other things. Mason Rudolph, he's in the news. You know, it's just that's kind of a dumpster, a dumpster fire that Steelers.
A little bit.
And like Mike, the one outside Fenway.
Yep.
Like the one outside Fenway and sometimes inside Fenway. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Thursday, 3:30. That means we'll talk a little OTAs, Patriots, Drake May, bounce back days and all that with Tom Curran. But first, Dan Ball gives us what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Bosch. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. The Bruins named Marco Sturm the 30th head coach in franchise history. Sturm spent the last three seasons as the head coach of the Ontario Reign, the Los Angeles Kings AHL affiliate, posting an overall record of 119-80-17. Sturm played 15 seasons in the NHL from 1997 to 2012, including five seasons with the Bruins from 2005 to 2010, after he was acquired from San Jose as part of the Joe Thornton deal. Last night in the NHL, the Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in overtime to win Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Leon Draisaitl scored the game winner in OT. Game 2 is set for tomorrow night. Game 1 in the NBA Finals between the Pacers and Thunder is set for tonight in OKC. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Thunder are -750 betting favorites to win the series per ESPN. The Red Sox won in walk-off fashion yesterday afternoon against the Angels to salvage the final game of the series. The final score was 11-9. Sadon Rafaela hit a game-winning two-run walk-off home run. Day off today for the Red Sox. They open up a three-game series against the Yankees in the Bronx on Friday night. First pitch of Game 1 is at 7:05, and Walker Buehler is scheduled to start. And the Patriots return to the field for their final day of OTAs today. They'll be on the field for mandatory minicamp next week on June 9th, 10th, and 11th. And new within the hour, Aaron Rodgers has signed a one-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. With the Bosch 18-volt Glide miter saw, you'll feel like the smoothest cat on this side of Smoothville. Meow. And when you make cuts this smooth, the more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. That meow was for Andy and Andy alone. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tommy Curran joins the guys, and that's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Thursday afternoon, 3:30. That means it's Tommy Curran time here on WEEI Afternoons. And as always, Tom Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Tommy Curran, do you give a poop that Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers? Is the NFL better off this year with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Always. Always. I think it's always better to have
you know, some kind of a Godzilla out there, even if he's not necessarily a Godzilla anymore. But guys who are draws, and it's funny because you mentioned that, and I'm going to veer just for a second. I was talking to Chris Sims earlier, and we might go into that, but he does his quarterback rankings, and he mentioned to me how he believes that the 2024 draft class could arguably be the greatest draft class of quarterbacks ever. And it's early, certainly. But when you talk about the number of quarterbacks in the league right now who are really good players or very promising players or compelling figures, he's right. I mean, the NFL is in a great spot, and having Rodgers there in Pittsburgh, which is, to me, a national-type franchise, international-type franchise, I think is great. So happy to have him. Love to hate him.
You know what? On that point, Tom, you know, let's keep with that 2024, you know, draft class. Drake May obviously was a part of that, and you and Phil had a good discussion just about Drake May and where he's at and what people think of him and what you think of him. And I guess my question is, you know, in your words, do you think is he ready to launch, or do you need to see more? Do you think this guy is for sure, hands down, the franchise player when you consider how things ended at UNC and only winning one game last year? How do you kind of make all of that and you square that in your head when it comes to Drake May and what his possibilities are?
Teddy, I definitely would want to see more, need to see more to anoint him as one of the top 12 quarterbacks in the league. I imagine that he will get to that point, but it's still not irrelevant to me that, you know, he kind of nosedived in his last four games at North Carolina. And he's still, as you pointed out, he's just got one win under his belt as a quarterback in the NFL. And there were end of game mistakes, and there is so much to like, and that's what Chris Sims kind of talked about during our conversation. But when he did his tiers of quarterbacks, and he had May around 12 to 15, it was, I need to see more. And you really do need to see more. You expect to see more, but until you see it, he hasn't done it. And it's interesting because when you look at the OTA the other day, after 2 weeks of OTAs in which he was uneven and turnover prone, he had a terrific one on Monday. So that might be the experience. And Ted, you lived through it with Drew Bledsoe. And he was a player who in 93 was a phenom, 94 was outstanding, 95 backslid, 96 was outstanding, 97 he was kind of, you know, attached to a team that was not in a good spot early, and I think he had an injury later in the year. And then 98, 99, he was kind of hamstrung by the people around him and the constantly changing offensive coordinators. So you hope that Drew, who is a good comp for May, it's not the same path followed, I guess, is what I'm driving at. Because Drew, by 1998, there wasn't a quarterback in the league that you would say you would prefer to build around, aside from Drew Bledsoe in 1998.
Tom, obviously so much of May's development hinges on the offense, Josh McDaniels, the guys around him. And I think that's interesting hearing Josh talk this week about, I don't know what we're going to be. I got to wait to see what the talent is. And then, I'm not sure if you caught this, Mina Kimes had a hit on NFL Live or one of the ESPN shows where she was talking about, oh, Drake May can run. They should run a lot with him, some option football. And I saw that and I was like, no, that's not really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for him to develop as a passer. So how much do you have questions in terms of where he's going within the confines of this talent group and offense?
I think he should run. I think that you should be able to look at a 500, 600-yard season from Drake May on the ground and say, that's fine. I don't care. Because that's one of the reasons he was the third overall pick, was the dual threat ability. Mm-hmm. So to ignore that or to ask him to just be a pocket passer and not use read option or get him on the edge and ask people to try and deal with him, I think would be missing the boat. Now, you don't turn him into Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels. Well, I mean, maybe you do turn him into Jaden Daniels, but give him some designed runs. I mean, he led the league or was in the top five in yards per carry. And yeah, he's a quarterback, and some of those came on 40-yard scrambles. But I would think you're missing the boat if you don't take advantage of his ability to run, because that's where he's different from Bledsoe or Brady or so many of the pocket passers we've seen. There's dual-threat quarterbacks who are terrific athletes who can be decisive. He's a big kid. He should be able to figure out how to protect himself. And I think last year when he took the hits that he did, he seemed to be proving a point in his toughness in taking them. Hopefully he'll become a little bit more discerning.
Yeah, let's hope. That would be great. But I agree with you 100%. The guy, he's an athlete, so it'd be stupid not to take advantage of that. You talked earlier today, Tom, with Chris Sims, and my guess is the topic of Josh McDaniels came up. What were his thoughts, and in your thoughts, just in general, about the impact Josh McDaniels is going to have on Drake May?
The ability to exploit the middle of the field and the intermediate is the biggest thing that he was mentioning. Because as Sims pointed out, he was terrific down the field, and he threw a lot of checkdowns, but the middle of the field and his accuracy there was not great. And a lot of that might be tied to the fact that really DeMario Douglas was the only player who could make himself available at the second level. So what can Josh do with a guy like, it's premature, I don't care, Efton Chisholm? Because we see him already in the third OTA running with the ones. Kendrick Bourne isn't there. And Efton Chisholm catches like seven balls. So to me, I look at Josh and the ability to turn somebody into the Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, whoever's the underneath guy who can exploit linebackers and the second level between, you know, 5 and 15 yards. That's where Drake May has to excel, because we didn't see a lot of that. And a lot of it seemed to be tied to he wasn't sure if guys were going to be available, and some of it was processing. But to me, hopefully Josh can unlock that.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Speaking of the receiver position, have we reached the point with Stephon Diggs? Is it water under the bridge, nothing to see here, move along point? Or are there still some questions about Diggs and his stable future in New England?
I think they'll be ongoing until he strings some days together and attendance together where you say, okay, it's no big deal, he's fine. That was an aberration. He was away for a week. There was an impolitic video that was disseminated, and he wasn't at OTAs, but the next week he came back to OTAs. He's still on a bad ACL or recuperating ACL, and he's out there for virtually everything going 80%. And to me, that was eye-opening. And it can't be a coincidence that he misses, there's the video, and then the next week he's not just there, he's taking part in 2 minute, again, 75-80% speed, but he's out there for every single snap over and over again and cutting and showing an ability 7 months in. And I think the other thing that kind of rides sidecar to this is the fact that if he has to pass a physical first, and I'm sure he hasn't passed a physical, I know it was a talking point earlier this week, there's a difference between working at OTAs and being cleared to work full contact in games. So I'm sure he hasn't had that yet. But this would probably be, to me, a little bit of a shot across the bow from Diggs to say, go ahead and try and fail me on a physical in August. I was doing this in June.
Yeah, interesting. He does look, I mean, looks, for the video I've seen, I mean, the guy looks like he'll be ready for week one. So interesting. Tom, there's a lot of talk about maybe this being a rough start for Vrabel's tenure here, you know, just having to integrate new staffers, bringing in, mixing philosophies, maybe navigating the Stephon Diggs stuff. And then maybe the DC not being there for health reasons. Do you think that talk is overblown, or do you think there's something to it?
No, I think it is a little bit overblown. I mean, you have to deal with the personnel aspect too, where you have Elliot Wolf, who's a holdover, and you're bringing in your own guy in Cowden, and you dealt with the Diggs thing. But to me, when you look at it, there's no contract strife with anyone. There's virtually perfect attendance at OTAs, and I know Carlton Davis wasn't there this week, but I mean, when you talk about, has everyone been there at some time or another? Yes, there's no catastrophic injury to a key player, and I know Jelani Tavai suffered an injury the other day, but I would say he's an important player, but not a vital player. You got a good schedule coming up. You have a very experienced coaching staff. to me, I think the hardest thing for Mike Vrabel, Teddy, is dealing with the expectations that now fall on him of, if you look at the schedule, you look at the presumed improvement of Drake May, you look at the fact that you have all these coaches, you should win 10 games, Mike. So it's interesting because I think that there is a perception that this was some adversity for Vrabel. And compared to what Mayo was dealing with last year, with Judon pissed off and Godshaw needing a new contract and all these guys getting new deals and then really not playing up to them and a new coaching staff, Mike's got it pretty good right now.
Tom, before I let you go, I want to ask you about something that we were just talking about in regards to Alex Cora and even Marco Sturm and this modern coaching landscape where you take cues from the front office and you get all these analytical reports. And then there was word today the Patriots hired a new analytics guy from the 49ers. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know how to say his name yet, and it's a little overwhelming for me. But my question is Mike Vrabel a part of that world? Like, are the Patriots an analytics team? Is Elliot Wolf and these guys, you know, that some people would call nerds or whatever, are they impactful on what Mike Vrabel and the Patriots are going to do?
That's going to be really fascinating to watch play out because I don't think Vrabel, you know, a Luddite. I think that he will embrace the idea of analytics and say, look, generally speaking, this doesn't work. But I think he's also, and again, I haven't seen him as a head coach up close, but I would imagine he's a field coach too, which is what Belichick was. Belichick had Ernie Adams. Ernie had all the numbers.
Yep.
And Bill did rely on them. As much as he would poo-poo the notion of analytics, Bill was never not at the vanguard of any development in coaching. To me, in you know, the first 18 years of his tenure here. So I don't think that Mike would be a slave to analytics, but what's interesting is I think that Elliot Wolf is a very analytically driven individual when you look at the measurables and the guys that they have drafted based on measurables. So would that be a point of contention with this group? I think it totally bears watching going forward as to what kind of decisions does Mike make and what does he base those decisions on? Is it feel, which he would have as a tremendous player and a guy who's been around it and has observed great coaches like Bill who were feel coaches but also analytical, or is he, you know, a slave to it? I mean, they had Evan Rothstein here for the last few years, who was an analytics guy that Patricia brought in. So it has been a part of it, and I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't use it as a tool, but never use it as the rule.
Good call, Tom. I got one last little question for you. All right, brother, I got to get your thoughts on this. I was listening to you and Giardi on Early Edition the other night. You guys had a fascinating discussion about Bill Belichick and what's going on at USC. You guys were playing audio from Pablo Torre, who said to Bill Simmons that his inner circle, Bill's inner circle, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson. And you made reference to just maybe being a little bit surprised that UNC hadn't done a better job of vetting, like, Bill Belichick and maybe knowing what to look for, because Pablo Torre had said that people at UNC are kind of surprised by some of the stuff that's going on. You not so much. Just your thoughts, if you could expand on that, if you would.
Sure. I mean, when you look back from really 2017 on, from the pissing contest with Brady to benching Malcolm Butler to trying to trade Rob Gronkowski to really opening the door for Brady to leave and saying, just go if you want to. I'm going to do everything in my power to make it difficult for you to stay. And if you stay, you're staying on my terms, to the drafting decisions, the personnel decisions, to 2021. It's been a little bit erratic, and Bill has tended to do what he wants, when he wants, and doesn't feel as if he should be questioned for it. So, to me, there's been very few people to put checks and balances on him. So the notion that Bill has gone to North Carolina and done things his way and rolled North Carolina as a program and a university under the bus a number of times before they've even played their first game, it shouldn't be a stunner. I mean, when you really look at how things went here in New England over the last 7 years, dating back, it shouldn't be a stunner. And when you look at Mike Lombardi, I think it's fascinating because certainly when you look at Bill and the decisions, you don't want to see visited upon him anything that really tremendously harms the guy's reputation because he's been important to fans and media and, you know, Ted, even to you. I mean, you've had your times where you cross swords with him, but, you know, I'm sure he's an important individual to you. You don't want to see somebody go up in flames. But by the same token, there are many people who rely on the industry of Bill Belichick, BB Inc., whether it's assistant coaches, whether it's people who are in personnel like Lombardi, whether it's Jordan Hudson. I mean, there is a number of people who have to be loyal to Bill and show their loyalty to Bill. And if the host fish goes down, then of course there's going to be concern. So the concern of Mike Lombardi about the presence of Jordan Hudson, I look at it and I remember, you know, when you look at the assistant coaches here and they always vied for Bill's attention and favor. And I think Bill likes it like that. I think he liked it like that with the media too. I think that he would play most favored nation status with different members of the media, myself included, over different times. And then he'd move on to the next guy. And you eventually realize, kind of getting played here. And what's the upside to it? So it's a fascinating dynamic. And it's always fun to get Bill on the couch and try and figure out what he's thinking.
All right, Tom, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, guys, take care.
Right, see ya. That was Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Up next, we'll react to some of Curran's thoughts, including the role that analytics will play in New England. That's next on WEEI Afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Curran, do you give a poop that Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers? Is the NFL better off this year with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Always, always, always. I think it's always better to have, you know, some kind of a Godzilla out there, even if he's not necessarily a Godzilla anymore.
Tom Curran talking about Aaron Rodgers' arrival in Pittsburgh, where he is apparently going to be at mandatory minicamp next week. Sounds like Aaron Rodgers is now the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, we got some Patriots talk coming up because we ran a little bit long with Tom Curran. Appreciate his time. A lot of good answers in there, including on analytics and the Patriots and Vrabel. We'll get into that a little bit later at some point. But up next, we need to talk about the expectations that Mike Vrabel is facing. Tom Curran says all has been calm in the waters of Foxborough, so roll out of bed, win 10 games. Sounds like he's on Ted Johnson's side of the street. Expectations are high. But are there more issues with this Patriots team than we're really paying attention to? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.